takes on every morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, DJ Maple and DJ Syrup or Sizzup. And then we heard Ruben Steimer with an interlude for Charles Mingus. That was for the Self-Help Half Hour with CTP and Faust. They're on every Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there was the Thigh Scrapers. And that one, believe it or not, was for the Flower Power. That's good old 5 o'clock in the morning. Trevor LaVecchia on Saturday mornings, the Flower Power Hour. And then it was Joe Jackson with One More Time. And that's for This Is Dancing with DJ Shell and MCVT. And then it was Even Twice with Minus Zero Hour. They're a band that played Crash Course for the Ravers more than once, I believe, from a CD called 27 Plus. That's for All About Perspective with Dylan, who's on late at night. He's on, it looks like, at 10 o'clock at night, believe it or not. Wow. He's a late one. And then it was Paul Weller with 22 Dreams for Bubbles in the Think Tank with Belinda, who's on early in the morning every Saturday, late night, Saturday night, Sunday morning. And then it was a little bit more music. We heard Mark Hurwitz's favorite, Buffalo Springfield with Kind Women from the Big Box set. Mark Hurwitz is on with Mike on the Mic. And of course, it was Real Estate with Talking Backwards. And like I said before, that was for Joyce and the Voice. So Joyce the Voice with the Voice Mobile, who's on every single Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's been a treat playing all these songs. And I have to go with a song that is appropriate. It's called Hang the DJ, Panic, and it's going into This Is Dancing. But you know something? DJ Shell's not here, and MCVT's not here either. This is WMFO in Medford. I'll say goodbye. I'll be back soon. I won't be back next week. I'll see you in a couple weeks. I really appreciate everyone listening and all the feedback. It's been sensational. It's been a treat to be here. It's really wonderful. And remember the words of Mark Twain. The two most important days in your life are, one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO in Medford.
take a break for a little while. We'll be back.
episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. again. It looks like Palm Sunday again. It looks like Palm Sunday again.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Went to see the captain, strangest I could find. Laid my proposition down, laid it on the line. I won't slave for beggar's pay, likewise gold and jewels. But I would slave to learn the way, sink your ship of fools. Ship of fools on a cruel sea. Ship of and drown from rocking up the boat, and all that could not sink or swim was just left there to float. I won't leave you drifting down, but whoa, it makes me wild. With 30 years upon my from that cup no more.
Ship of fools.
drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Now I'm looking up, the sky's bright. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I'm We are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.